Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's TOC podcast. I'm Joe Weichert, chair of O'Reilly's Tools of Change Conference. If you want to see all the upcoming TOC products and events we have in the works, be sure to visit us at oreilly.com/TOC. Today's podcast is brought to you by Publishers Weekly, our TOC event partner. Look for regular TOC coverage and original content on publishersweekly.com and in the print edition. I'm joined today by Varon Pick, co-founder and artistic director of Counterintelligence Media. Varon, welcome to this TOC podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So, Varon, can you tell us a little bit about Counterintelligence Media and what you folks do there?
Well, Counterintelligence is a transmedia publishing company, and we focus on finding new ways to express transmedia contents, some of it through tablets and through the whole variety of new digital platforms at the moment. And it's what's really interesting with book apps and our focus there is to really redefine the new forms of storytelling that those demand, that now that you have the convergence of narrative and media such as film, and interactivity and social and gaming mechanisms, that it's not just, there is no formula for this. And there is, to create an immersive kind of experience, there's very many different ways that you can go now that you're no longer bound by traditional linear structures to create an engagement with the audience that is different. And those can be explored differently in areas such as fiction or nonfiction, or different kinds of audiences, different kinds of content. And it demands a lot of collaboration and customization.
So I love it that you say that there's no formula for this. And to me, that implies that you're doing a lot of experimentation. Is that a fair way to state it?
Absolutely. Well, it's a completely new field. And a lot of the experiments so far have involved a lot of repurposing and a lot of creativity as well, especially in children books, in terms of how do we leverage all these new tools that we have now to tell the story, to create a new storytelling form.
Yeah, so let me ask you though on that, because you mentioned repurposing, and I think that's an important point for us to talk about. Right now, I think in the publishing industry, a lot of folks are just focused on how can we repurpose print content into digital and make money. And I think what you guys are doing is looking at a much richer experience than just a quick and dirty conversion. So how valuable is it to repurpose content from where you sit versus having a digital first approach to things and thinking about the medium from the start?
Well, I think thinking about the medium from the start is indispensable, whether you repurpose or not. In a way, I'm not so, this idea is not at the center of how we look at projects, because except on a sort of production timeline kind of course, it's easier to use projects that already have a book, already have a film attached. We're very close, we have very strong ties with the film world because of all that.
Right.
And therefore, we're working very much on integrating whole feature films, whether they're fiction or documentaries, into along with book material. But it's, and I think it's something that a lot of traditional publishers that come from print struggle with, is that they do have print content to begin with, and they do not have media. So having access to relevant media to include in those things is definitely can be a challenge. And I think we're very lucky not to have that difficulty. But I think it will, the only moment where it will truly make sense to repurpose things is when you'll have precisely figured out the new dynamics of how to reorganize the content for this medium. which is not just, oh, well, here's this chapter and we can link it to this bit of the film or this piece of video or interactive graph or something like that, but sort of really work with the authors and filmmakers to sort of reformulate the true message or essence or directing line of the piece, and working to rearrange the elements around this message in a cohesive, interactive form.
Right, that makes total sense.
Which might not match the direction or the map that you had when you were bound by a 200-page book or a 90-minute film.
Exactly.
And now this non-linear freedom that we have really needs a true artistic and conception commitment to recreating what is the narrative about within this form, and what's the best way to communicate and to leverage all these different media elements and pieces of content in the most user experience friendly way.
Right.
I mean, it's a fascinating world because there's so much overlap and convergence between every single element, from technology to content to marketing to, there's so many opportunities.
Oh, absolutely.
For integration. But it definitely, I think, demands a very, very strong focus on this new kind of synergy, both on the content level as on the production level, a very high collaboration, synergetic kind of collaboration between departments.
Right. And yeah, I'm thinking back when we spoke earlier, you mentioned that your company focuses on agile product development techniques. So can you talk to us a little bit about how you're applying the agile methodology?
Well, yes, at very many levels, because these are digital products, they welcome those kinds of methodologies in terms of software product development, customer development, small, high, independent, highly collaborative and cross-functional teams, but also work very, very much in terms of, very crucial in terms of collateralization and customization, which is really, really, I believe, key for this medium, and that you cannot apply a formula to a standard template for the very reason we spoke about a minute ago.
Right.
You really have to, and to be able to do that, you have to build platforms in an adaptable way and build functionality in a modular way so that you can eventually get to templates, but not start from a template. You can get to optimized template later down the line and tailor those templates both on the side of content type and delivery type, like is it an app, is it a game, is it reference, or is it a more immersive fiction kind of thing. According to, we have so many tools in data analytics that we can leverage at almost every single level of production, from, again, customer development and audience relationships and user experience, and to optimize those products and eventually reach templates. And in that sense, there's definitely an overlap between agile and this kind of publishing, in a way that there might have not been with traditional publishing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that what you're doing even lends itself more so to agile, even though we're applying some agile techniques to what we do within traditional books at O'Reilly. As a reminder, today's podcast is brought to you by TOC's event partner, Publishers Weekly, and I'm speaking with Varun Pick of Counterintelligence Media. So, Varun, you've got a product called Apocalypse 911, and it consists of an iPad app as well as a series of ebooks. And I was wondering, is the goal to get customers hooked on a small inexpensive sample, let's say, and then have them come back and buy subsequent installments of the product?
Well, yes. Yes, I think that in-app purchases provides a very good structure both for to support serialization within a project, which can be part of some audience engagement techniques or strategies of sorts, which can make sense to do that, and also it's quite accommodating technologically, which allows, in terms of cache and size of downloads, allows to fragment pieces of media that might be really, really heavy and that might be a little too a little not friendly enough for downloads if they were in one big piece. But so definitely I like those kind of functionality, even outside of the App Store, even with HTML5, I think it's a or browser-based experience, I think it makes sense. Apocalypse was sort of an MVP for us. It was a teaser for an app, so it was meant not so much to link to the ebooks as to allow in-app purchases of the subsequent volumes. It also was an MVP in the sense that it allowed us to sort of test the process and help us define what would be needed to pursue this kind of thing on a scalable basis, which is what we're doing now.
I should mention too, when you say MVP, you're talking about a minimum viable product, right?
I'm sorry, yes.
No, that's all. I just want to make sure folks are, if people do know about Agile, they'll know about the phrase MVP, but I just wanted to be clear for others.
And the lean startup and Eric Ries talking
Exactly.
about it too.
That's right.
So that was the purpose it served for us at the moment. It was both like it would be the first step to have a mother app and to have, which should be free in my opinion, so that people get a taste of it's the equivalent of opening the book in the bookstore, get a taste of the universe and the world of what you're about to engage into, and then be able to purchase alternate things. And it was very well received within that format. We were very honored to have been nominated in the Best Fiction at the Publishing Innovation Awards. Which for a little teaser was very flattering. But we might Apocalypse is a very ambitious project in terms of functionality, and therefore we might start with another project first before we get to that, but we never really went out to the audience with it. But
Yeah, so I wanted to go back to another thing you just mentioned about serial publishing, because that's something that we've been doing a little bit of within O'Reilly, and it has roots from many, many years ago. And when I mention it to folks, they're like, why would you do it that way? And I think that there's an opportunity that the digital represents a great opportunity to push out whether it's updates or subsequent pieces of the content. And it
absolutely.
sounds like that's kind of a core part of what you folks are up to from in counterintelligence. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Okay.
To have, well, I think in a lot of projects, there's very, it's almost like Russian dolls. You have different layers of content. You have different layers of media, but you also have different layers of story and different layers of resources. And so, whether it's through serialization or through in-app streaming or through different pieces of content coming from different places, it's definitely a game of aligning the different layers and being able to customize in a way sort of the experience you want to have and where you want to delve in and also actualize the content.
Right. You
Yeah.
mentioned the word game, and that brings up something else here. It's my last question for you, and something near and dear to my heart. I understand that you're looking to include more game-based techniques in future products. Can you give us a preview of what you have in mind?
A little bit.
Okay.
We're definitely very excited about including gaming mechanisms as one of the different sort of silos of engagement mechanisms that you can have, whether they're functionality based or whether they're participatory. One of our projects, which is going to come out first, is starts from the movie. It's a feature film, and then has a book written from the point of view of one of the characters, which is a larger story that encapsulates the movie, so that you navigate through the story through both written and film. And then the game is more alternate reality kind of game
Okay.
experience that lives mostly online, but also throughout the book. And that is sort of a third overarching story that encapsulates and redirects attention throughout the entire product. But there's and that's very interesting, I think, to have those different layers that work both as a way of giving something to the audience and receiving something and keeping a relationship with the audience, both as a way to draw them to the book and as a way to extend the experience further and bring it into the rest of their lives and into the community.
Right, okay.
But we're definitely excited about exploring different kinds of games depending on the product. Like this one is more an NRLG, but there's so much to do in that area.
You're doing some pretty exciting stuff with a lot of things I'm interested in, leveraging agile, kind of the lean startup approach, and now this gaming technology that you're going to fold into this, as well as the serial publishing model. So I'm very interested to keep a close eye on what you're up to. So, Varun Pick of Counterintelligence Media, thank you so much for being with us today on this TOC podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. It was great to see you.